Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 16th, 2012, episode 533, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this Friday before Thanksgiving. We appreciate you being here. Jamie, we have a lot of tack shops here in Ocala, mm-hmm. and I was at one the other day picking up hay for Beaker. Yes, I was doing my horse husband duty. And I walk, and it's a really nice tack shop. I won't mention which one because of the next statement. I'm sitting on the counter. Sitting on the counter, you know how they always have little flyers and things for that are upcoming or paste signs on the doors of tack shops? Well,
uh-huh.
I got to tell you about this flyer, a little yellow flyer sitting there, and it says this, small animal swap, S-W-A-P, small animal swap. If it walks, crawls, or can fly and are looking to trade, barter, sell, or buy. Last Sunday of the month, starting January 2013, from 10 to 2 p.m. So I said to the girl, I said, does this say what I think it says, that if you have an animal you don't want, you can just bring it in and give it to somebody else or swap it or trade it or something? She said, yeah, we've never done this before. I really don't know how this is going to go. I kind of don't know how it's going to go either, and I kind of don't know how I feel about it. If it walks, crawls, work, and fly.
Yeah, I would agree with you. That's a little bizarre. And I'm glad that the woman at the tack shop realized that it was kind of bizarre as well. So that's a good thing.
And I love this. They have pictures at the bottom of the flyer. Here's the pictures at the bottom of the flyer. They've got a chicken, a rabbit, a goat, a cat, a dog, and a pig.
Who trades in their dog? I mean, who trades in anything? But, like, hey, you know what?
I know.
I like your dog better. Trade you.
This is why I wasn't quite sure how I felt about this. I brought the flyer on because I couldn't believe I was reading it. I want to go just to see who shows up.
I was going to say, I think your homework, my friend, when is it? Is it this weekend?
Last Sunday of the month, starting in January. So we got a little while yet. But.
Oh, okay. You have to go.
No. I know. And I have to interview some of the people. Like, why are you getting rid of your dog? You know? I have to find out. Inquiring
minds
want to
know. Gold, Jerry, gold.
Jennifer, what's coming up today?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, the moon and the stars have aligned to create one of the most fertile heaps of horsey headlines we have seen in recent history, so be prepared to exercise your laugh muscles. And horse trainer turned artist Doe Bloomberg, who created these beautiful sculpture honoring the horse soldiers unveiled at Ground Zero Monument, is going to be here to tell us about how that came about. And to culminate the week with a hearty chuckle, a good guffaw, and a soul-inspiring snicker, Really Bad Ads returns. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
My Daily Whinny goes out to a company that's been around and has supported many, many a breakup in this country, and that is Hostess Brands. That's the baker of the iconic Twinkies and Ding Dongs and everything, announced yesterday that they're closing the doors and going out of business. But, you know, how many women have sat down with a box of Twinkies after their boyfriend has broken up with them? You know, they have been around for more breakups probably than any other iconic food. Ho-hos and snowballs and Wonder Bread. It's actually kind of sad that they're not going to be around anymore.
Didn't see that coming, did you, Jamie? I'm sorry. I'll turn myself on mute now. I must have missed something. Sorry.
What are bears going to do if they can't fry Twinkies?
See, but who eats that anyway? Do you eat fried Twinkies?
No, but I used to eat Ding Dongs. Used to love Ding Dongs. Never liked Twinkies. I wasn't much of a Twinkie person, but I remember growing up, Wonder Bread, and by the way, Wonder Bread is the best-selling white bread in the United States. My parents used to buy Wonder Bread, and the reason they used to buy it is it was so darn cheap. They could buy like 3 loaves of Wonder Bread for all of us kids. So I haven't bought Wonder Bread in probably 30 years, but so there it is. They actually went belly up a while ago, and then their employees went on strike while they were in bankruptcy, and they finally decided they couldn't keep it going, so they're going to sell off the brand. So probably Twinkies will be taken up by some other company.
I think that I hate that people are out of jobs. I hate that people are having a hard time and are going to need new work. But come on, people, seriously. That is like the most unhealthy crap you can put in your body. And so it's probably a good thing because it's fighting the obesity problem in our country. Am I going too far with
that? No, that just means they'll go eating something else. That's all. We just replace it with something else. We're not gonna give up. Are you crazy?
Well, I'm torn which daily we need to do. I'll go ahead and I'll just mention the fact that Zenyatta's sister is running today. She's having her debut today, so we'll get to her a little bit later. But Glenn, and I've been really trying to find a photo of this for you, and maybe you've seen the picture on Horse Husbands Unite because you did post it of Holly Bennett in a bikini. Eventer Holly Bennett in a bikini standing in a pool. There is a new calendar out, a new calendar to support West Coast Eventing, and the proceeds are donated to the United States Eventing Association's cardiovascular pulmonary study. So it's for a good cause, and it is pictures of every woman and man that's kind of a big deal in West Coast Eventing. And my trainer, Barb Quavo.
Did you find the other pictures? Because I looked hard, and I could not find the other pictures. All I found was Holly.
I actually saw the catalog, the calendar, when I was at Galway, because they were selling them there. If you go to McCoolPhotography.com, that's where you can order this. And Barb Quavo, my trainer, is Miss January. So let me just let you know that we only call her Miss January now.
Was she in a bikini?
For somebody
too?
That is, no, she's not in a bikini. It's just a very close, like, headshot. But she's got makeup on and earrings and lipstick, and it's crazy because, as you know, we horse people, Holly Bennett always looks made up and done up and looks amazing. But most of us horse chicks don't look like Holly Bennett. We look like us with no makeup, hay in our hair, dirty clothes. And this is a calendar where they've got all these people really looking good. I mean, I think Holly Bennett is probably the sexiest photo because, again, she's in a bikini in a pool with her little pierced belly button and all that. Should I stop, Glenn? Are you getting sweaty?
You know, I was surprised, actually. You know who posted that picture first, where I got it from, and then he dropped me a note about it, was her husband, Jamal. So I did get that from her husband. Yes. He's very proud of his girl. He really is.
It's a great catalog, and it's really fun because they go through, they kind of made the people write some interesting facts about themselves, like what you like, what you don't like, what you're afraid of, what this, that, and it was
so it really
funny.
Is like the Playboy centerfold, because they did the same thing.
Totally. Yes. It's like a Playboy catalog. Now, granted, again, Holly's is probably the sexiest one in the calendar, but McCoolPhotography.com is where you're going to find, you can order the calendar, $20, it goes to a good cause. I'll try to find that. I've got the link right here. Let me see if I can post it on Horses in the Morning. So there you go. That's my daily winning.
Well, I got to say that it was very nice. Our friend Michelle, who we just went and spent the weekend with, posted under the comments under Holly's picture there, "How about a horse husband calendar, Glenn? You and Rick, my husband, could be January and February." And I had to write back that the problem with that, Michelle, is you and Jen would be the only ones who would buy it. See, that's the problem with that, is we wouldn't sell a whole lot of horse husbands.
Wait. Would you and him would be in the calendar?
Yes, that's what I mean. Nobody would buy it. It would be a no sale.
Yeah, no. That would be, you know what
maybe
you can do is you can
in there.
Some...
If we
yeah,
put there,
I would buy it.
Yeah, see, you'd buy it. Then we'd sell three anyway.
We'd have a 3-month calendar.
That's right. Anyway, so if anybody's interested in buying the horse husband's calendar, let us know. It gives us a whole year to put that together. We can get Chad in the bikini in the pool.
Please don't send him a message, not encourage him. This is a really bad idea, and all he needs is a little bit of a push, and he will be in a Speedo, sitting on the beach of Florida, playing in the waves, and Jennifer will be taking pictures, and police will be called, you'll be arrested. It's a really bad idea altogether.
We could put him on the Duke and paint the Duke pink and then get in all kind of trouble, and we'll get tons of press.
All right, let's go on here. Hey, before we get into our first guest, I wanted to mention there's a new something on Facebook that they just started yesterday. If you just go to your homepage on Facebook, your Facebook feed, what has happened over the last couple of months is that Facebook has been changing their algorithm, and that's what they post on your Facebook newsfeed. And if you like pages like the Horses in the Morning page or your favorite tack shop or whatever, your favorite musician, those are called pages. And they have been decreasing the amount of posts that they put on your newsfeed from pages. They basically only put the ones that get a lot of traction. There's this whole complicated formula they use, and nobody really knows what it is. And they put basically they've been decreasing, and unless it becomes popular or it's a popular page, you won't see it. You're only seeing some of them. Now they have on the left side, and I posted a picture of this on our Facebook page so you can find it easily. On the left side of your newsfeed, underneath where it has your name, and then it has pages, and it has a lot of the pages that you have liked, and then there's a little link that says Pages Feed. If you click on the little link on your left side that says Pages Feed, it actually brings you up all the posts from all the pages that you have liked in one spot. So, and it's not mixed in with your regular posts either. So it's a way that you can actually see the pages posts separated out from your regular news feed. So I just wanted to mention that because it directly applies to us.
Yeah, you know what? I am so frustrated. I'm so frustrated with Facebook. It's just because constantly you go down. You know, I love to check in and watch what people are doing. And you go down, it's like, oh, somebody clicked. They like.
Did we?
Jamie has been kicked out.
Did we lose
out.
Jamie? Okay, I was wondering if that
Jamie.
Was for me.
You know what it is?
We lost her.
She,
what is it?
She started to say bad things about
Facebook
and
they
are now.
They cut her off. They know her phone number and they just cut her off. That's what happened.
And I might add, I hate Facebook more than ever as well.
Well, why don't you go ahead, Jennifer, while we're waiting to get Jamie back on and give our guest a call.
You talk amongst yourself, Glenn.
I will. I'll talk by myself here for a minute. Jamie's absolutely right. What, you know, they certainly have made Facebook a lot more complicated. One of the problems that I have had with Facebook is, and maybe there's a way to solve this, but I just don't know what it is that when you go to your news feed, your homepage, and you go to it, and it always comes up with the top stories. And I don't want the top stories. I want the most recent stories. And I always have to change that. And for some reason, every time I close Facebook, it goes back again. I want to know, you know, how do I fix that so that it solves that problem? That has been one of my big problems all along, is not being able to change that and to keep that. But anyway, that is how you can take a look at all of your pages in one place. We have certainly seen the traffic go down on our radio show pages, you know, over the last couple of months, and the number of views and all of that because of the changes that Facebook has made. And I realize that they're trying to keep it so that people see the most important stuff, which is the stuff that your friends post. And that, you know, by liking a lot of pages, you are putting a lot of junk into you're actually putting a lot of junk into your feed. So I certainly understand that as well. All right, while we're waiting for Jamie to come back on, I think her computer crashed or something happened there, and she's probably trying to get back in the system here. And while Jennifer's getting a hold of the guest, I want to talk to you a little bit about Rita Crundwell. Well, Rita was the one that stole all that money from the Illinois town. I don't have to say supposedly stole or she was accused of stealing, because yesterday she pleaded guilty to embezzling $53 million from the town in Illinois from their accounts. $53 million over a 10-year period of time. She pleaded guilty to wire fraud in federal court for siphoning off taxpayer dollars under her secret bank accounts from Dixon, Illinois. And that actually was the boyhood home of President Ronald Reagan. She spent most of the stolen cash, as we know, buying horses and RVs and vacation homes and farms around the country, most of which have been sold off now. $7 million was raised in selling off of her assets so far. That money will go back to the city of Dixon, Illinois. She is facing 20 years in prison on the federal charge, but there's also some state charges left to go. She is facing over 40 state charges for theft and all kinds of things. So she has that to deal with. My assumption is she pleaded guilty to this. She's probably going to be pleading guilty to that as well. She's 59 years old. She's looking at 20 years in prison minimum on the federal charge, which puts her at 79 years old. So my guess is she'll be pleading guilty to all of those. She apparently has been cooperating, according to what this article says. She has been cooperating with the authorities and the FBI on finding everything and recovering as much of the money for the city as she can. The mayor had a quote here. Mayor Burke of that city of Dixon said, there are all kinds of things that I wish I would have done differently. Yeah, like keep a better eye on the accounts probably would have been one of them. So that is what's going on with the Rita Crundwell story. She is going to be given her sentence in February. Apparently February the 17th is what I have here. She will be sentenced at that point. So that's what's going on with Rita Crundwell. We're still waiting for Jamie to come back, so I'm going to take our first guest at this point. We have Dow on the line. Now, Dow was a horse person, trained horses for many, many years. And then he grew up as an artist before he got into the horse thing as well when he was a kid. And he has done a recent commission for a work that's very close to my wife and I. And I'll talk to Dow about that here in a minute. But let's get Dow on the line. Good morning, Dow Blumberg. How are you?
Good morning, Glenn. I'm well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This means a lot to the work you did that we're going to talk about. It means a lot to my wife and I, Jennifer, because her brother is a Green Beret and actually was part of those operations that happened in 2002 in Afghanistan. So, you know, we feel an attachment to the work that you did, and I was so happy to see it done. I had not heard about it before, and we're going to tell people what it is. But first I want to ask you, you were a horse trainer for a lot of years.
Yes, I was. I was a horse trainer in Los Angeles area for almost 18 years.
Now, you did that right out of high school or right out of college at that point?
Pretty much. I became a horse junkie and the horse bum when I was about 12 years old and decided I wanted to be a professional horse trainer. That was all I wanted to do. That was my passion. And I remember being an assistant trainer basically at 15 and getting out of school early at 12:30 and riding across L.A. on a moped to the barn every day and working horses and not doing my homework and starting to give lessons and just eased into it, you know, through that route.
So you were a typical horse kid.
Yeah.
I was a typical horse kid. It's funny because I was, you know, grown up in West L.A., didn't have a horse around me for 50-mile radius, but my mother had ridden in Holland before the war where she grew up, and she wanted me to ride very badly, and I just fell in love with it. It was a sport that allowed me to. I never excelled at team sports, but it was something that helped me come out of my shell and develop confidence, and I just loved it. I loved the nostalgic aspects of it, and it just clicked.
Now, you were actually an artist also when you were growing up. From what I read, you were doing art from when you were very young.
Both my parents were amateur artists, Glenn, and I basically was raised as an art education. We did not have television, and we went to museums, and art was just almost worshipped in my household. And I was just gifted from the time I was born with an ability to do it. I was always the arty kid in class. But the horses took over that part of my heart for a long time, until about 2000 when I had begun sculpting again, and I kind of had to make a choice between which passion I was going to pursue.
Well, I was wondering, when I saw this, by the way, what we're talking about is a sculpture that has now been unveiled and is part of the Ground Zero site in New York. Tell us about this sculpture and how it came about.
It's a fascinating story for me. In, I believe, 2002, right after 9/11, I had moved from L.A. right around then to Kentucky, and I saw a photograph the Defense Department showed in a press conference of Green Berets riding Afghan mountain horses. And as a horseman and as a military history junkie, I was instantly fascinated. The image to me of this 21st century soldier on what could have been a 13th century Afghan mountain horse was just amazing and just had many levels of meaning. So I was not commissioned. There was no reason for me to do it except I just had a passion to do it, and I began sculpting this piece between other works I was doing. And I was single parenting at the time, so put my daughter to sleep, and I'd go in the studio and work until 1 o'clock and then during the day do my other pieces. And so I started sculpting it, and then one day I was at a show sculpting this piece, and a Green Beret came by, and he said, "What is that?" And I told him, and well, the next day I got a call from the head of one of their installations. He said, would you bring it down and show it to us? I brought it down, and I actually met with the first group of Green Berets who had just returned from Afghanistan, who had ridden, some of the horse soldiers who had ridden there on horseback in combat, first Americans in 50 years to do that. And I worked with them, and they showed me all the things I had done wrong. And so I sculpted. Now, this was small. This is 18 inches tall. This was a Green Beret on an Afghan mountain horse, like I said. It's a very dramatic pose, but very, very correct. And gradually, various people in the military and supporters saw it, and a feeling came about that this should be a large monument to the Green Berets. There are, because of what they do, all special operations inherently are clandestine, and people just don't know what they do. So there are very few publicly accessible monuments to these guys and sacrifices they and their families make. So 9 years later, I get a call after various people have talked about it, couldn't raise the money to do the large one. I get a call from New York City, and a group of very patriotic Wall Street guys have gotten together and procured the funding to make this thing. So they call me in. I fly out there. I meet with them. And, you know, I had a prospectus all put together. And they said, well, how long is it going to take to make? I said, you know, if I hurry, 18 months, maybe 24 months. This is is a big job, and I have other things I'm doing. And they said, well, you know, we need it in 8 months.
I said, there's
no way. So anyways, long story short, we were able to hire a bunch of people, find a bunch of amazing foundries, put things on hold, and we got it done. And so it now, a few weeks ago, right before the hurricane, it was moved to Ground Zero property. It's still in kind of a construction area because things are being changed there, but that is where its permanent home will be. And why it's there, you know, the connection between New York City and our special operations were America's first responders to 9/11 overseas. Within weeks, these guys, men and women, were over there hunting out people who did this, and they were taking the fight to the enemy that would destroy us while we were basically unaware of what was happening.
Well, this is huge, too. I mean, we can't underestimate, we don't want to give people the impression that the second one you made is small, because it's 13 feet tall. It's huge.
It's actually 16 feet tall and weighs about three tons, yes.
Wow. that is an amazing feat. One of the things that struck me, and before we did some research on you, when I saw the first pictures of it, is horses are so hard in art to do well. And, you know, you did such a good job. I said to Jennifer when we first saw it, I said, this had to be somebody familiar with horses, because aren't they very difficult to handle?
It comes across, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Can see that, too. And even before I began sculpting horses, just when I was a horseman, I would see paintings or sculptures by people, and you could tell that they didn't get the animal. They weren't a horse person, and that's something you can't really put a fine point on what that means, but I think that having spent 18 years doing absolutely anything you can think of with a horse is a huge addition, because, like I said, you just get it, and having spent, I'd ride, 10, 15, 17 horses a day, and you just sense how they move, and I can close my eyes and feel every inch of a horse from so many years of grooming them. And I think it comes across. I think you can tell, and not only the physicality, but the emotion. There's a very emotional animal, but you have to know how they communicate that. The tick of an ear, a wild eye, a torque of a head, flared nostril, the things that to an average non-horse person don't mean anything, mean a ton. That's how a horse expresses himself.
Now, when I watched the video on how you work, one of the things you said that struck me in there is that a lot of times you don't have a drawing that you've done ahead of time. You just start sculpting and you see what comes out at the end. So some authors are that way. They start a book and they don't really have a great outline or plan. They just go with the flow. I was surprised to hear that in that video.
Yeah, I thought everybody clearly works in a different way. For me, the hardest thing is a new idea. And the hardest thing is trying to show people something they haven't seen before, or in a way they haven't seen it before. And once that pops into my mind, then the making of it isn't that difficult for me, because I have the gift. I can just do it. And, you have to put the hours in and be conscientious and go back if you're not completely satisfied with things. But the technical aspects of taking the idea from my head and turning it into something three-dimensional isn't that difficult for me. It's that idea. And I tend to like the freedom, because when I begin a piece, it's almost like the beginning of a journey without a map. There's a destination. I kind of know where I want to go, but I don't really have a roadmap to tell me exactly how to get there. And I believe, I enjoy that, because I believe that lends a spontaneity to the work an immediacy because it's not over planned.
Can I
jump in here and ask you a question, Dal? This is Jamie here. I missed the first part of the interview, but listening to you talk, I think that I speak for all of our female listeners by just asking, are you single?
I am not. I am happily married of 7 years, my second wife, and we have 10 acres in Kentucky, and we just love it.
Oh, my God, even better. He owns a farm in Kentucky. Girls, you missed the boat on this one. Holy cow. First of all, he's good-looking. Second of all, he's, like, so poetic and artistic. The listening to you talk about the tick of an ear and you could feel the movement of the horse. Oh, I'm sorry. I was, like, mesmerized.
You're a lucky woman. Away will I go get her to turn on the radio so she can hear all of this.
Please,
so she
better go back and listen to this.
All she knows is that he spends 24 hours a day in the studio and never comes out. See, that's what she sees every
day. Yeah, I didn't get the dishes done last night. I haven't shaved for 3 days. There's a lot of unglamorous parts to sculpting. We very often laugh about it because 1 week we'll be at an art show in the Hamptons and, you know, everybody's ooing and awing, and the next week I'm in the studio banging and welding and I haven't shaved and I've got a cold. I'll look up and I'm like, wow, the glamorous life of an artist. If anybody
knows. That is all okay. That is all okay, my friend.
This is very good, Dal. Congratulations on your work. You've also done some work for other people that our audience would recognize, William Shatner, the Las Vegas Veterans Memorial, the life-size herd of wild horses that are in Aurora, Colorado that everybody has seen pictures of. What amazing work you've done. Do you miss the real horses, or do you get enough now out of doing the sculptures to compensate for that?
I think they're in your blood. I did it for so long, and it was just woven into the fabric of my life for so long that I remember when I changed careers, I didn't even know how to dress. I didn't even know how to not dress. Like when I would go shoe shopping, I would think, I wear boots. I wear riding boots. I don't even know what else to wear, you know. So there's definitely a lot. I miss the horses. I enjoy the early mornings working horses and the clients and giving lessons. But I do get enough, I get to see it, and that was a great, great part of my life. I'm still passionate about it, and I'm just blessed that I get to still do it just in a different form.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. People can find your work at, DalStudios.com. Jennifer will post a link to it on our Facebook page as well. And there's some great videos on there and, a lot more of the pictures of the work that you've done. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on this monument. I can't wait to get to New York to see it.
Thank you both very much. I enjoyed it. Take care.
All right.
Awesome. Bye. Thank you.
That's really neat. That is really neat. Well, we wouldn't be here at the Horse Radio Network without the support of some terrific sponsors that have been with us since the beginning. There are a couple of them, and one of them is Kentucky Performance Products. I'll never forget, Jamie, when Jolene and I started the Stable Scoop radio show, we were looking for an advertiser. You know, we were doing it for fun. We had no idea what we were doing. And we're just getting together every week, having some guests on and talking about horses. And, I said, well, maybe we should find a sponsor or advertiser so we can actually make a little bit of money to help compensate for all the money I was spending. And we went to Kentucky Performance Products because we lived in Kentucky, and I met her at a show somewhere. And she was very supportive right from the beginning when we really had very few listeners. And she has been with us for almost 4 years now with Kentucky Performance Products. She's been a big supporter of many of our shows, including Horses in the Morning. She has been title sponsor on the Friday show since the beginning. I remember when I had the conversation with her and said, look, we want to do a live daily show. And after she got done saying you're nuts, she was like, okay, well, let's do it. And she wanted to support Fridays. She was one of the people that we actually sent the tapes over to, of the audition tapes that Jamie was part of, and I'm sure that she picked Jamie out of all the audition tapes.
Well, let me jump in there, because you said You submitted my tape to 10 different people, and all 10 picked me. So she must have picked me, duh.
I was
unless
trying
you lied to
me. So we want to thank Kentucky Performance Products for being part of our network and our shows for all of these years. She is a good friend, and they have terrific products. We've all used them here, and we can speak highly of the products that they produce. They're responsive. They're very good to talk to when you give them a call on the phone and you have questions. They'll take time with you. They'll answer your questions. They know what they're talking about. And every year at Thanksgiving, and this is going to be the last show Friday that we do before Thanksgiving, because believe it or not, it's next week, Karen likes to give a Thanksgiving message to all the listeners. So here is Karen, the owner of Kentucky Performance Products.
Hello, this is Karen from Kentucky Performance Products, wishing all the Horse Radio Network listeners, their families, and their horses a happy Thanksgiving. Just remember, the best part of Thanksgiving is after the meal is over. It's called leftovers and a nap. Enjoy your turkey day, everybody.
That's true. Thank you, Karen, for everything that you have done for us and everything that you have done for our listeners. I know many, many, many of our listeners use your products. We appreciate you being there for our listeners, their horses, and for the Horse Radio Network. Thank you, Karen. I think she deserves a cheer. Does Jennifer have a cheer? Here we go. Here we go. Well, I want to before we go on to anything else, mention that today is a day that Jennifer and I have been looking forward to for months, Jamie. Months.
Really, why is that?
Because of the movie Lincoln is coming out today. Woohoo! It's being released today. It hits the theaters. We're talking Steven Spielberg movie with this cast, Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally Field, Tommy Lee Jones, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. This is an unbelievable cast. It looks like an unbelievable movie. I have the trailer. Do you want to hear the trailer?
Yes. How long is this?
It's about 2.5 minutes. So
perfect.
Here is the trailer for the Lincoln movie coming out today.
We here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
We can't tell our people they can vote yes on abolishing slavery unless at the same time we can tell them that you're seeking a negotiated peace.
If either the amendment or this Confederate peace, you cannot have both.
How many hundreds of thousands have died during your administration?
Congress must never declare equal those whom God created unequal.
Read the Constitution alone.
We are stepped out upon the world stage now with the fate of human dignity in our hands. Blood's been spilled to afford us this moment. Now, now, now.
Abraham Lincoln has asked us to work with him to accomplish the death of slavery.
No one's ever been loved so much by the people. Don't waste that power.
This fight is for the United States of America.
Can we choose to be born, or are we fitted to the times we're born into?
Well, I don't know about myself. You may be.
This settles the fate for all coming time. Not only of the millions now in bondage, but of unborn millions to come.
Shall we stop this bleeding?
I absolutely can't wait. Jennifer and I are seeing it this weekend. I don't know. I don't care what we have to do. We're going to see it this weekend. If we have to buy the tickets in advance, if we have to wait in line, I am seeing this movie this weekend. I just cannot wait. Oh, Jamie, are you there? Did we lose her again?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
I'm back, yes. You're back.
Sorry, I'm back. we were listening to the thing. Chad was sitting here, and we were talking about the movies. You know, we don't really like to go see a lot of movies, but all of a sudden there's a huge list of movies that we have to go see. I told him we have to go see at least two movies this weekend to kind of get caught up between Skyfall, the James Bond movie, the one of my probably my favorite book of all time, The Life of Pi. It's coming out as a movie, which I don't even know how they're going to do that. Life of Pi. The what's the one with Tom Hanks? Cloud Atlas. I think that's going to be amazing. And Lincoln.
I know. There's a ton of them out right now. Although I got to say, I watched the commercials for Life of Pi and I went, who would go see that movie? Now I know who.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Well, the book was amazing. It's like life-changing. So it for those of you, I think it's only going to play in select theaters. But, oh, my gosh, it was one of the most beautiful stories. And if you're an animal person, you love it, too, because there's he grew up in a zoo. I mean, the whole thing. The book is amazing. I don't know how they're going to do the movie. But at the end of the book, I was like, what? What? So I cannot wait to see how the movie does. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. So that's number one on my list, but I don't think it comes out this weekend. So I think number one on Chad's list is Skyfall.
And we have a lot of friends that went to see Skyfall, and I'm not a big 007 fan. Jennifer is, her whole family is, and her whole family has gone to see it now and absolutely loved it. They said it was kind of, in a way, it kind of went retro back to the old James Bond, brought back some of the nostalgia for the early James Bond. So if he likes the early ones, then he'll like this one.
Tell you, I will stare at that guy for hours. I don't care what, if it's old, new. It don't matter.
Now,
it's win-win for both of us.
Now, you had a story here, and I posted it yesterday, and it was kind of shocking to see all of the horses going through Las Vegas. Shania Twain arrived in Las Vegas on horseback. She's going to start a 2-year stint there. She at Caesar's Palace. She's going to be a regular headliner there. And she rode in on horseback.
She didn't just ride in on horseback, Glenn. She had an entourage of horses. It was like 40 horses and a bunch of cowboys. They closed down the streets of Las Vegas, and she came riding up to Caesar's Palace with a herd of horses, much like when you stare at the man from Snowy River at the end when he's driving the horses back to the ranch. It was not at all like that, but it was cool how they were going through, and the whole thing is kind of centered around horses. Shania Twain is a big-time horse lover, rider, owns farms. The first world tour that she did, she took her horses with her on tour, and that is not easy to do, my friend. But she loves Andalusians. She has paint. I mean, she just loves riding, loves it. So I love the fact that she incorporated that into her stint in Las Vegas. I'm going to have to go see her. I love her. I do.
Well, and the horses were not being ridden in. They were all loose, no halters, nothing, just like a pack of wild horses going down the street. It was really interesting. I mean, I did not expect to see loose horses with, like, no halters or anything going down the street. That was interesting.
Cool.
Then at the beginning of the show, Jamie said something that made me almost fall off my chair. Before we started in our pre-show meeting, and I don't even know if I'm allowed to bring this up, but I'm bringing it up anyway because I want to know more. You said, oh, yeah, I stayed at Shania Twain's house for 2 weeks. What?
Well,
I
thought you knew about that.
No.
I worked for a horse trainer. His name was Ramon Becerra. Ramon Becerra, he trains horses. If you've ever seen, he does a lot of shows. He has two paints that they are Liberty, and then he also has a Frisian, and he rides the Frisian in Grand Prix Dressage, and he drives a little black miniature in front of him. And it also does all the Grand Prix dressage movements and the high school movements. Anyway, an amazing guy. And I got hired to drive around and be Ramon's groom for 3 months of, like, a world tour, okay? We went to, like, the Hampton Classic. We went to horse fairs. And he did the show, and I was his groom. And I learned a whole lot. I mean, that's where I fell in love with Andalusians, which made me want to go to Spain. And this whole experience kind of changed my life, traveling with him and being around these horses that are just, he trains horses for movies. And he actually, if you've ever seen Shania Twain's video, Any Man of Mine, when she's I can't believe you haven't seen this, Glenn, but she's actually in a bathtub. And a horse, and she's in a bathtub like on a farm, and there's a window behind her, and a horse puts his head in the window, grabs a towel off the towel rack, and hands it to her while she's in the tub. And that horse's name was Mr. Slick. Well, Mr. Slick was owned by Ramon. So he was the horse trainer on this whole on the whole set. So he trains horses for movies and commercials and all that, along with doing his own shows. So we go, I get hired by him, and he doesn't speak great English. He speaks Spanish, and he lives in Southern California on a ranch in San Ynez, and doesn't speak great English. And he told me we're going to this place, because I was like, where are we going? Let's map this out. And it was in upstate New York, and we're going to go to and I didn't even know what he was talking about. And I was like, okay, well, it was just one of the 2 weeks we were going to be on the road. Well, we get to do these horse fairs and blah, blah, blah. And we finally make our way up to upstate New York to the Adirondack Mountains. And he keeps talking about this person that we're going to see. And finally, he turns on the radio and he's like, that's her. And I'm like, Shania, because he kept saying Chania, Chania, Chania. And I was like, what are you talking about? Who is this Chania person? Shania, 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 Shania. Well, Shania owns like 3,000 acres in the Adirondack Mountains. Now, she doesn't live there anymore, so I'm not telling on her. She moved to Switzerland or something with her ex-husband, who then she's got a new husband. And look, let's not get into that. She had this 3,000-acre ranch up in upstate New York in the Adirondack Mountains. You've never seen anything like this. So here I am, a groom. We drive into probably my favorite singer's home, and she comes out to greet us. The reason we were there is one of the Andalusians that we had with us, she was looking at to buy. And we had a layover, so we're like, well, we're going to stay at her house. Sure, why not? So we get to her house. Shania freaking Twain comes out to greet the horse trailer. I'm like, oh, my God, that's Shania Twain. This is right when she was huge. Like, the first album had just come out. She had, like, 6 number one hits from it. She was all over country music. Granted, I was a lot younger. I was, like, 18 years old. This is, like, the coolest thing ever. So I basically spent the next 2 weeks at Shania Twain's house riding horses with her. All we did was ride horses. And by the way, the trails that Shania had at her house, you think of a trail, and you're like, oh, I'll go out in the trails in the mountains. Shania Twain's trails, which, by the way, you don't call her Shania if you know her. Her name is Eileen. So I was never allowed to call her Shania. It was Eileen. That's her name.
I didn't know.
So Eileen and I, yes, Eileen and I would go out riding, and the trails, 3,000 acres in the Adirondacks, let me re-mention that, right outside the 300-acre lake that was up there, the trails were laid with sod. Sod grass.
No rocks on her trail, huh?
No. It was about 6 feet wide swaths cut through the mountains, and it was sod grass laid down. I don't know how they got sod to grow on the side of mountains, but it was there, and it worked. Because the guy she married was like a super bazillionaire, right? He's been super famous since the 60s, writing songs and producing records. His name is Mutt Lange. So I'm riding with Shania Twain on the back of Frisians and Andalusians as we're galloping up the sod-laid trails in the Adirondack Mountains. I mean, just ridiculous. And then when you would go in to eat, she doesn't cook anything. So every meal was brought in. And she also is a vegetarian. So we would sit on her floor and eat vegetarian meals because the furniture was too fancy and it was white and it was her husband's furniture. So we sat on the floor and ate the food. I mean, it was crazy. But again, this was a long time ago. She's probably changed a lot. But I tell you what, I loved her. I adored her. She was like this newly famous, she's like This has been the craziest year of my life. All of a sudden, I'm famous, I'm married, I have tons of money, and everything is perfect. Now, she, to me, back then, was really, really sweet. She was the nicest person. I'm sure fame changes people, but back then, and I mean, I don't know that she's any different, she was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I just remember I was sitting down, our first meal, oddly sitting on the floor eating vegetarian food, and this German shepherd comes bounding in, and he's so happy, and he's like, and he comes running up to everybody, sniffs everybody, and I turn around, and I'm like, hey, puppy, puppy, puppy. And she's like, don't touch him. Don't touch him. I was like, what do you mean, don't touch him? She's like, he's not allowed, nobody's allowed to touch him but me. And I was like, okay. Apparently, Tim, the German Shepherd, is a trained Uber attack dog, and you utter one word and he will kill you. So this is one of those dogs that has been trained to attack, and there's one special word. I was like, tell me the word. She's like, I can't tell you the word. She paid $50,000 for this trained attack dog, and if you look at any pictures of her from back in like 1996, 1997, the dog is with her. In every picture, nobody's allowed. You're not allowed to look at him. You're not allowed to talk to him. He is completely devoted to her. But he was such a big happy dog until you say the magic words, and then he'll kill you.
So you didn't break my fantasy here. She is nice. I was so hoping you wouldn't break my fantasy here.
I loved her. I thought she was amazing. I mean, what's not to love when the house, by the way, that we stayed in, let me just mention that again, was about four stories. And her husband, again, had tons of money, and he's from England, I think. And so there was all this exotic art and furniture. And I remember every day I would walk through the house and look at all the different stuff. And I don't think I ever saw the same room twice. 2 weeks. It was the length of a football field, and it was four stories tall, this house. Ridiculous. And two people live there. Two people.
I got a question for you, though. Why exactly is it that you are BFFs with Shania Twain and she has not been on this show?
Because I am definitely not BFFs with her. I was the groom of the guy she bought a horse from, okay? It's not like we were BFF.
That is amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I don't put it on my resume typically. So, I was the groom of a guy that used to sell Shania Twain horses and stayed at her house. That's really not something that you go around telling everybody. But since it came up today, I figured it was a good time to tell the story.
Well, now you can go see her. She's right down the street from you. Go see your show.
I know. I'll be like, Shania, remember
me?
Vegetarian
on the floor?
Yeah, we were here. We brought the other 15 years ago. Duh. But she did buy the Andalusian from Ramon. His name was Denson, and she named him Dancer. And she had him for quite a while. I think he did die at her place, but it was just a wonderful horse, a wonderful experience. I remember she had her trainer was there because she had a trainer. And I remember we're galloping up through the trails in the Adirondacks, and her trainer, his name is Roy, and he was very, very sweet. And we're galloping up through the trails, and I turn around, and Shania is galloping a Frisian stallion coming up behind me, and Roy is next to me. And I turn to Roy, I go, oh, my God, she looks amazing on that horse. Amazing. And he goes, girl, she'd look good on a fence post.
And you know what? If you see the picture I had in the show notes there, she still looks good on the horse.
She does. And she's so pretty.
She still looks good. Well, that's terrific. So she's now ensconced, and you know you have a lot of power and a lot of pull if you can shut down the streets of Las Vegas to take your horses into Las Vegas to make an entrance for your show. You have some power.
No
pull.
Kidding. No kidding. I'm excited. I hope that, because, you know, we did get to go see Garth Brooks in Vegas, so I'm hoping that we'll get to go see Shania in Vegas. And, you know, Garth was at the Wynn Hotel, which when we got done, of course, you know, you stop in the hotel and you gamble. And the Wynn not only took all the ticket money, took all the rest of my money after I gambled. So I'm thinking that I should have a little bit better luck after Shania's show. Because I have to go. I just have to go. Christmas present, Glenn. That's what you give me.
All right. I'll put that on the list. Well, after our song here, we're going to come back. I have a very, very funny piece of audio for you. I didn't know there was such thing. I just didn't know about equophobia, which is the phobia of horses. Well, apparently there's a pretty popular football player who has it, and I have some sound here of him. Well, we'll talk about it when I get back. This is All Hands on Deck. This is All Hands on Deck with the Rigel Band. We'll be right back. Is the Rigel Band and our friend and listener Shay on the fiddle there. You can find all of their music at rigelband.com if you're looking for some music for the holidays. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen today. This show is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, and it's also brought to you by something that you really, really, really should consider for a holiday gift this season, and that is the Equity products, and you're going to find the Shake and Fork. We've talked about it a lot here, the Flex and Fork and the Shake and Fork. I'll tell you what, I can't think of anything that a horse girl likes more than a practical gift. Horse girls are extremely practical. They like practical gifts, and us horse husbands like things that make our lives easier. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing that makes your life easier than the Shaken Fork. It will cut down your stall cleaning time in half. It will decrease the amount of bedding you use in half. And the reason is this is actually a motorized manure fork. It actually shakes when you use it. It knocks out, leaves all the good stuff, and you can take all the bad stuff, put it in the manure bucket. I know our friend Aubrey has recently gotten one for her birthday, and she came on here and said how much she loves it. Look for the practical gift that your loved one will like, whether it's a horse husband or a horse girl. Go to equitymfg.com, either buy the Shaken Fork or you buy the Flexen Fork, one or the other, and it'll be the perfect holiday gift. And Jennifer will even give you wrapping instructions if you'd like, or can send it here and she'll wrap it for you. No, probably
wait,
not.
Wait a minute, Glenn.
Yes, yes.
Just volunteered me to wrap a manure fork?
Yes, yeah, pretty much. Yep. And then you can send them all back out for them. I'm sure she'd be happy to do that for you. So that's equitymfg.com. Well, before we get to really bad ads, I have to tell this story. There's a guy by the name, football player by the name of Eric Berry. He's a Pro Bowl safety and really one of the most fearless players in the National Football League. But he has this little issue, and it's complex. It's not very well known. It's called equinophobia, which is the fear of horses. Had you ever heard of that, Jamie?
No. I know people probably that have it, but I can't say that I've heard it has a name.
It apparently has a name, and it's a thing. And you say, well, why should Eric have a problem with his horse phobia playing football? Well, he just happens to play for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Kansas City Chiefs happen to have a horse by the name of Warpaint that they ride around the field before the games and after every score. You know, now, the Kansas City Chiefs aren't very good, so it really that hasn't been too much of an issue this year because they don't score a lot. But I have some sound that somebody put together, and you're going to love this. This is the voice you're going to hear during the game on the field as they're bringing the horse around. So you got to they take the horse around the edge of the field, and they show it off after they score. Well, the voice you're going to hear is Eric Berry flipping out about this. So take a close listen to this.
Oh, hell no. There go that horse. I don't with that horse.
Huh?
That horse. I got to wait till they got to the horse pass. I don't mess with horses, bro. Straight up. Might come over here and throw a tantrum.
Stay inside the box. Stay inside the box.
Oh. Hold up. Hold that horse out there.
The horse.
Oh, she need to go ahead with that horse right now. I don't fool with no horses, boy. Go ahead and drive that belt away.
You don't like a horse?
Hell no.
Nah.
I ain't worried about the chick. I'm worried about the horse.
Eric Berry has equinophobia, the fear of horses.
Good Lord.
I know it's not funny, but it's funny.
No, that's funny. You are a big, giant football player. And you are scared of something that can be controlled by an 8-year-old girl? Seriously?
You want to hear something? Can I tell you a funny quote he had? You're going to love this, too. You're just going to love this. This is his quote. Anything, I'm afraid of anything in the horse family, zebras, cows, anything that's close to resembling that. Now, I didn't know cows were in the horse family, but.
Yeah, that is bizarre. That's bizarre.
He says, the reason that he is afraid of horses, because, of course, this got out, and, you know, he's been asked about it at press conferences and everywhere. And he said, he said that when he was a child, he was chased by a pony. He said, I probably just overreacted, but still, I don't deal with them. You just don't know what a horse is thinking. Can you look at a horse and tell what a horse is thinking? Like, it could possibly kick you, run you over, or bite you. Well, he's right about all those things, actually, if you think about it.
Yeah, but you learn what a horse is thinking. Come on. That is ridiculous. But again, if you haven't been introduced to them, I mean, can you imagine if he was in Las Vegas yesterday, like walking down the street?
He would have had our
and Shania Twain's herd of driven loose horses came going by. Oh, my God, he loses his mind. Now, what I did hear, too, about this whole story, Glenn, was that the good news for this player, what's his name again?
Eric Berry, Kansas City
Eric
Chiefs.
Berry, Kansas City Chiefs. So the horse that they come riding out on only comes out after they score. And apparently they have not scored very much this year, so
no.
He actually gets pretty much relaxed. So they kind of suck.
He's had a break.
Yeah.
I just cracked up when I heard that. So
it's awesome.
All right. What do you think? You think it's time for some really bad ads?
Let's do it.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, this week, the really bad ads is sponsored by what we like to call stud muffins, and they like to call them that too. Stud muffins for you and for your horse. Now, what is a stud muffin exactly? A stud muffin is a horse cookie, you dirty-minded people. And yes, I might have sent a text to Jennifer and Glenn the other day saying, I'm taking stud muffins to jail. See you later. That just sounds wrong. It may sound wrong, but it wasn't wrong. And I'll tell you why. Jennifer, if you can go ahead and post the picture on Facebook, because I would like to show everybody that, you know, I went to the jail, which is where all the rescue horses, the abuse cases, the starving horses, all of the horses that have had pretty much a horrible life for a while, now reside in the prison getting rehabilitated, and then they're going to be adopted out. So it's a great place, but these are full of untrusting, kind of scared animals. Well, I took my bag of stud muffins around, and I fed every single horse a stud muffin. And most of them, you know, stood at the back of the stall, and they kind of like are like, who are you? What are you doing? You know, and so they finally, you're not wearing big black and white stripes, so you're not going to clean our stall. So, who are you? And you bring the stud muffin out of the bag, and all of a sudden the ears go up. Like, what? Wait, I smell that. Because they have this amazing molassesy, really delicious smell. I mean, actually the officers were commenting like, have you tried that? That smells really good. Like, it could be people cookies. So the horses that were in the back of their stalls would slowly start to maneuver their way up. And, you know, they don't know what treats are. They certainly don't get treats in jail. They probably haven't had a whole lot of treats in their life. And all of them would sniff my hand for a second. And out of 25 horses at this prison that are being rehabilitated, all 25 of them gobbled up these stud muffins. You know, these guys don't know what treats are. They don't know what eating out of somebody's hand is, but it was so tempting to them that every single one of them took a bite of the stud muffin and took it right out of my hand. And that just goes to say something about the treat. Like I've said, a horse that is not food motivated, it will make them food motivated. And then a horse like Jet, who's incredibly food motivated, it'll make him crazy. So just keep that in mind. No, I'm just kidding. But they really, really like it. So if you want to get a good treat for your horses, Stud Muffins is the way to go. Buy studmuffins.com. They've got all sorts of cute, different holiday gifts. They've got, you know the big, it looks like a candy cane and they'll stick M&Ms inside of it. You know, like the big, giant candy, plastic candy cane with M&Ms inside. They do that with Stud Muffins. They have those too. It's huge, this huge, giant candy cane, and there's a little stack of stud muffins inside the candy cane. It's really, really cute. There's the musical Tack Trunk. Don't play the song again, Glenn. And it's a fantastic, fantastic gift for you, your horses, for your horse, significant other, whatever. Go to buystudmuffins.com.
Very good. Thank you, Jamie. And, of course, it's time for really bad ads. These ads, the names we're reading are the people who submitted the ads to us, not the people who wrote the really bad ads. And, of course, they come from Craigslist or online websites or wherever from around. They're sent to us all during the week. And we had some terrific ones this week. We're going to have a lot of fun this week. So why don't we just get started with Mel Donald there from Australia, Jamie. The short and sweet.
Short and sweet, baby. Looking for a horse, looking the number four, a horse that no want. That's it.
Looking for a horse that no want.
Looking for a horse that no want. And I guess that's Australia, too, so they have dumb people in Australia as well. I do want to point out that I did find something, Glenn, and maybe you can hit refresh, on horsenation.com because they've stolen our idea of doing the really bad ads. But they had a collection of people that wrote ads looking for whores. And like the first ad is wanted, miniature whores. And the next ad, two whores, low priced. The next one, for sale, paint whores. So I thought that was worth a mention. That's pretty good. I love it when they write whores.
Well, the next one is a new person. I don't know if it's Caris or Caris or how you say her name, but she sent
Harry.
This one in. Carrie? Is it Carrie?
I'm guessing.
Carrie? Okay. Yeah, okay. Carrie, maybe. Young broke pony for sale, $1,500.
Chick, deep breath, dude.
Sorry. Yeah. Chick is a 3-year-old quarter horse pony cross that happens to be the sweetest girl ever. She's good-tempered and the first to greet you at the gate. She has been started and just needs to be finished your way. Western or English, she'll make a little boy or girl very happy. She's great around other horses. No?
You're giving this person too much credit. You're actually reading it better than it's written, Glenn. Every good-tempered and the first to greet you at the gate, she's great around she'll make a little boy or girl every happy. She's great around other horses. You've got to read it as bad as it is.
I just thought that Chick, I think it's a terrible name, by the way, for a horse. C-H-I-C-K. I think it's a terrible name for a horse. That's what stuck out at me about this ad, is that it's a terrible name for the horse. But she's eager to learn anything.
To say, she's eager to, she's great around other horses, dogs, four-wheelers, just an overall very sweet girl, eager to learn anything. Read the last line, Glenn. Right.
I know. She says, come on out and look at her. She doesn't bite.
I love it. She don't bite.
She don't bite. Well, the next one was sent in by Kelly Murphy, and it's a picture. And it has to be the most bizarre picture we have ever seen for a horse for sale. I looked at it, and I looked at it, and I looked at it, and I couldn't quite figure out why it was that way. Let me just read the ad quick. 7-year-old Pinto Cross gelding. Nice pony started on game events. Willing to do whatever the kids ask. Ridden on trails, down the road, trailers well, easy keeper, asking $2,000. And there's a picture there of a paint horse, average-looking paint horse, with a Western saddle on, with a child that appears to be floating in space, right beside the saddle, upside down, with his feet straight up in the air. I don't even know how they got this picture, but if you can imagine the feet straight up in the air where the head should be, and around the side of the saddle, the head of the child is where the stirrups should be.
It looks like a floating astronaut.
Yeah.
See, it's like, must be the dead of winter in this place, and the person is wearing like a white snowsuit, and it definitely looks like an astronaut. Now, if you look at the horse's eyeball, does the horse not look totally bug-eyed? Like, oh my God, what is going on? He's wearing a Lone Ranger mask.
Yeah. He kind of is, actually. And I did do a Google search, and as far as I could tell, they had not brought any horses or children to the space station. So I really don't know how they got this picture.
Yeah, we got to post that with the ad on Facebook. Yeah. Kelly Murphy, good job. Glenn, the next one, I guess, is yours as well.
Jeez, what, we got all of mine here? Oh, because I gave you the long ones coming up next. Shelley sent this one in. A box of garage sale items - no garage, $14. I'm selling a box of items I will no longer use. Moved into a condo and threw everything in a box I will not need. Black unsanded grout, a plant pot, tool set, carbon monoxide detector, patio table cover, new Glade air fresheners, vases, cords, tape measures, for sale signs, etc., etc. Probably about 30 items. This is a good deal. A total value of probably over $100. Check it out. A plant
pot? It's a box of junk.
I thought it said pot plant when I first read it, and then I was going, wow, this could be a good deal for $14, but it didn't say that. It's a box of junk that you would have thrown away had you done this. This lady got, you know, very creative and is trying to sell her box of junk, and she has a picture of the box of junk and everything.
You know, I've actually been amazed when I'm going to get together with some girlfriends and go garage sailing. If you go on Craigslist and you type in garage sale, you know, you can look, and how many people actually sell boxes of crap. Like, they had a garage sale last weekend, and this is all the stuff that they didn't sell crammed into one box. And they'll be like,
yep,
garage sale box, $5. And it'll
yep
be nothing, garbage. But they won't
pretty
tell you what's
garbage
in it. Just come and get it. Come and get it. The next one was sent to us by Samantha Saunders. Samantha, I'm mad at you for sending this one in because I'm not going to be able to talk the rest of the day. Because this is an ad where they're yelling at you. Completely yelling at you the entire time. It's not even that bad of an ad. But why yell at me? I don't want you to yell at me. Quarter horse paint, $900 in Bartow County. I have a beautiful 8-year-old quarter horse paint yelling for sale. He's approximately 16 hands. He's up to date on all his shots, and he has been ridden by experienced rider. He has been in a pasture with other horses and has done well. Horse has been on several trail rides and has done well in the trails that we ride, which is combined of woods and roads, and have never had any problems. Getting out of the horse business for now, it's the only rest on. I need to sell him. For more information or to schedule a time to come see him, call Lana. I can also send pictures through the text. Price is negotiable. Would make a great Christmas present. How many times are we going to see that in ads coming up? Would make a
yeah
great Christmas present.
Every ad for everything, anything they're selling, including pot plants, going to be right in there. Great Christmas present.
That's my goal the next week, is to find as many Christmas ads as I can find with horses in them. Christmas pony.
I love that he's been in the pastor, apparently hanging out
in the
at church.
He's a minister.
All right, I'm going to read the next one sentence by sentence to you, and I want you to translate what it really means. You know, the between the lines thing that we always talk about with these ads, because this is a classic
okay
example. First sentence kind of easy, and this was sent in by Robin. Thank you, Robin, for sending this in. 9-year-old quarter horse mare. I think we got that one. That's pretty easy. Okay, now let's go to the second sentence. Hasn't got much use last few years, but would like an active lifestyle. What's that mean in plain English?
It's a little crazy.
And fat. Wouldn't you guess if it's kind of fat because it hasn't been active?
Oh, yeah, that's
probably
true, too. I just think it hadn't gotten much use, so it's been standing around and would like to be active, so it's fat and crazy.
Yeah, there you go. Now, let me read the next sentence. Friendly, dominant, and large.
What?
Friendly, dominant, and large.
So basically, it has no respect for your space. It will attack you, and it's fat. All of those things.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly the same thing.
Is that, or this is a personal ad that got mixed up. I'm not sure which. Likes other animals, skittish around dogs.
So it doesn't like other animals because it doesn't like dogs.
Exactly. Used to trailer / ride fine, but it's been a few years. We'll need some refreshers.
So it hasn't done anything in a long time, and it's crazy, and it's fat.
Exactly, and doesn't like other animals. Asking $800, or we'll trade for a 6-foot tractor disc drag, a yak. Now, that's a first. I don't think we've ever had somebody put in there that they'll trade for a yak. Have we ever had that before?
You know, I don't really know anybody that is like, gosh, I've got this yak I just really want to get rid of for an untrained, fat, dominant horse. God, if I could only find somebody.
We should call Dominique. She probably has a yak she'd like to get rid of.
Yeah. She'd be the
only. Did you know you could ride yaks, by the way? I've seen lots of pictures with saddles of
finish the ad,
on yak.
Finish the ad. We're running out of
time. A vehicle of horse panels, a herd of goats with one male is also what you could trade for. And that's about it. We can go on to the next one.
You can trade for hay or a golf cart, they said, too. Yeah. All right, the next one is an old horse trailer. Now, why would they even put horse on this? Because there is nothing horse about this horse trailer. Do you remember the pictures you've seen in, like, the 1920s when a car, like an old car, is pulling a horse through the mountains? This is that trailer. Probably 20s or 30s. And that's what the ad actually says, actually, now that I've read it. Old horse trailer. I'm guessing this is vintage 1930. Chassis is in good shape. No title. But since it's homemade, getting a title will be no problem for you. This is a piece of crap. This is a really disgusting, somebody should just, like, this looks like it should haul firewood.
And then I think it probably has hauled firewood, because if it's going to haul a horse, it's going to have to be really, really short, because they put a tin roof on it, and it probably only stands about 4 foot tall.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that. I just noticed all the holes in it. Ridiculous.
But as Jennifer just pointed out, the air, tires do have air, which makes this an exceptional value in our horse trailer picks every week.
Yes. Thank you, Robin, for sending that one in. We do appreciate it.
Now, Beth sent this one in, and I have to say that usually you put an ad in Craigslist because you're really trying to sell something, okay? And you, what you try and not do is scare people away. See if this scares you away. Grass hay, $3. Sounds good so far, $3 cheap for grass hay. I have approximately 120 bales of grass hay for sale. This hay may contain a toxic weed known as nightshade, known to be toxic to horses and other livestock. If you wish to purchase this hay, you will be required to sign a statement acknowledging that this hay may contain a toxic weed that will kill your animals. I know that at least one bale of this hay did contain the toxic weed.
What? Who the hell wants 120 bales of hay that can't even feed a cow?
That's what I was wondering.
Although,
who buys this hay?
You know, grass hay out here, because this is in New Mexico, Las Cruces, New Mexico, where I almost had to move, scary enough. Las Cruces, New Mexico, and 120 bales of hay. Hay bales are like, I think I'm paying $16 a bale right now for grass hay. So $3 a bale is a great deal. That is a great deal.
Yeah, and you know
your
what's even better?
Be dead.
Well, that's it. That's what's even better. You will never have to buy another load of hay again.
Perfect. That's true. Wow, what a deal. Thanks, Beth. This one is a repeat, Yudi, but I've got to give it to you because it's worth reading again because it's so good. I think this is on the best of Craigslist. Big grade gelding. Big grade gelding. Ben used as a pickup horse till he got hooked by a bull. Think he has a split personality. Some days he's great. Some days he's a real prick. No secrets here. You need to trank him to shoe him, or he will try to kick your head off. He has been used for branding, moving cows, ranch roping, and like I said, some days he is great. We have had beginner riders on him, and they've done fine. I've ridden him in the hills or gathered on him. He was fine. Not great to catch. Although we do have him turned out on 140 acres, so he can leave if he wants, but in a smaller pen, he's much better. He just needs someone that isn't going to take his crap on a regular basis. He needs to be taken and used. If you're looking for a horse that you can ride twice a year, well, this ain't the horse for you. But if you use your horse as often as you change your pants, then it'll probably suit you perfect. I think I actually ride more than I change my pants. We bought him with the intention of selling him, and because we have more than enough horses, he has gone to the bottom of the priority barrel. He is not a horse for the faint-hearted. If you are handy and need a project, or if you think you're handy and need to try to prove it, I think he's about 11 years old, 15, three hands, answers to the name of Dick. Okay, he doesn't answer. That's just what I call him, $2,500. That's honesty right there. Honesty. And if that one
every
hadn't won already, she'd have won.
Every time I hear that one, it cracks me up. All right. Thank you, Yudi. Brenda sent the next one in, and it's about a possessed donkey. It says, it doesn't say possessed. I added that because I do. I'm every donkey. And I'm kind of thinking this might be the donkey that that killed that guy in Texas. It is the possessed donkey. Brenda sent this one in, donkey $10,000 or free. Yes. You, dot, 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 you can own this donkey for $10,000 or, dot, 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 free if you can show me by sending a couple of pictures of what his great new home will look like and how happy he would be there. Hope that he will have shade and company to hang out with, dot, dot, dot. He doesn't like halter, dot, 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 a little moody, dot, dot, dot. He hauls at night, dot, dot, dot. You'll need good neighbors, dot, dot, dot. He's nice, just needs someone to spend time training him, and he would be a good pet. Please call if you have a nice environment for him. Now, let's get this. He doesn't like the halter. He's a little moody, and he hee-haws all night long. And she even puts in here that you need good neighbors. You know what kind of trouble she's in the neighborhood. These neighbors are about ready to shoot this donkey.
You know, coming from somebody that has the people right behind us having two donkeys that hee-haw all night long, I get it, girl. I get it. Get rid of the donkey, you'll sleep better.
There's one about two blocks away here that we can hear. They make the most horrendous noise, some of them. It's just a horrendous noise. How can you live that close to them at night hearing that?
You know, our house is in the back of the property, and then their property abuts the back of ours, and their donkeys are in the back of their property, which is like literally probably 50 feet from the back fence. So we are like, we've got a front row seat to these donkeys. Now, the only thing I can think of is that the reason they hee-haw, and God, it's an awful sound, is the fact that a coyote's nearby. So it's actually warning us that coyotes are out there, so they'll let the chickens out. So I feel like they do us a service. They're animals, you know. They're talking to us. So.
Well, let's skip the next couple and go right to the winner. Jennifer, go ahead and put those in for next week.
All right, and the winner is Diane Brooks. Congratulations, Diane Brooks. Go ahead and tell her what she's won.
Diane Brooks actually wins a very cool prize, and it is, I'm getting to it right now. Sorry about that. Let me get to
Bling Bands.
It is the Bling Band for helmets. We had her on last week. These Bling Bands are really cool. They're jewelry that actually goes across the tops of your helmets. They have multiple designs. I think they are going to be great for Christmas gifts. If you go to blingbandsforhelmets.com, you'll find pictures of them. And what the winner, who was the winner again, Jamie?
Diane Brooks.
Diane Brooks is going to have her choice of which bling band she wants. So she's going to be able to go to blingbandsforhelmets.com, take a look at the different bling bands, and choose which one she likes. And we thank Bling Bands for their support and for donating this prize.
All right. Well, the winning ad, this is the ad that we see all too often, and we're like, did anybody call you? Because I want to call these people and be like, come on, did anybody actually call you? Because they're so ridiculous. Like, I'm looking for an Olympic-level event horse, but I only have $400 to spend, kind of ad. but this is a little different. Wanted. This is a wanted ad. Looking for a gentle horse or pony. By the way, there is no capitalization and hardly any punctuation, only commas, no periods. I'm looking for a horse or pony, preferably a type of draft with featherings, but an equine with very soft or sweet temperament and personality. Looking for my first horse, and I would also love to introduce my little sister to a kinder type of horse since she hasn't the best experiences with them. I myself would prefer a draft of some sort within reasonable price for free. Although I wouldn't say no to a regular horse or cute pony, I currently take PHH Performance Horse Handler Cert, so I will not be able to take the animal right away due to school, but I am looking ahead of time as I would like to get this sorted out ahead of time. So, let me break this down. I'm looking for a draft horse with some beautiful feathering, super sweet, nice personality and temperament. I want it to be safe with kids. I want it to be free. You know anybody got that? Write that down.
The other thing that struck me about this is she apparently is in some kind of college course, and there are 12 misspellings in every sentence.
That's true. performance, it's a horse handler certification. It's not a mathematical spelling. I got to Google that. Performance.
Yeah, I never heard of that one.
Handling.
Well, she should continue school. I highly recommend that. That would be a good idea for this particular girl. Yeah, she's on the right track there.
Yes, stay in school. Stay in school. Hey, here it is right here. If this is the school, it's the University of Guelph in Ridgetown. I don't know what that is.
I think Guelph is in Canada. That's Canada.
Oh,
yeah.
He's Canadian.
Yep.
That's what you get.
Actually, Guelph is where our host of the Philip from the Dressage Radio Show is from Guelph up there. That's the only reason I knew that.
Well, he needs to put a red flag up for this person as they're running through his program.
Thank you, Diane.
It actually looks like a great class, but she probably should take some other classes as well.
Yeah, maybe. Diane, could you send your information, your name and address and information to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com, and she will get a hold of you, and you can pick out your bling band and get that ordered for you just in time for the holidays. Well, Jamie, I'm so excited. We're heading to Wendy's down in Sarasota, Florida, my co-host of the driving radio show. We're going to play with the pony, her ponies, and do a little driving this weekend. So we're very excited.
Woo-hoo.
About that. Yeah.
It's super fun. I get to, with my little pregnant little belly and having to pee every 5 minutes, I get to go play Air Force Wife in a dress all day. So you'll have more fun than I will.
Yeah. Having done the Renaissance fairs, I know what it's like wearing tights and a dress and having to go to the bathroom. I know exactly what it's like.
That's disturbing.
And on that, we're going to end the show. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.